In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just a reminder that today I hear, because it's First Friday, I hear confessions, but primarily for the kids. So the kids get to go first. Any adults who want to go to confession have to wait for all the kids to be done. Right? There we go. Kids first. The parable of the ten virgins is one that's important for all of us, that we be prepared for our Lord's return. You don't want to be foolish. You want to be ready for the Lord when he comes for you, whether it be at the end of your life or at the end of time. You don't want to be one of the foolish virgins who said, oh, someone else will give us the oil. It's no problem. We'll just sponge off of someone else, because it didn't turn out too well for them, did it? Because they weren't ready. Everyone else went into the banquet, and when they came, the bridegroom rightly said, I don't know you, you're here to crash my party? I don't think so, and left them out. Whenever you hear a parable and it talks about a banquet, it's regarding the kingdom of God, and specifically the kingdom at the end of time, when the Lord returns in glory. That is the chief image that sacred scripture uses for heaven, the banquet of the kingdom of God. And if you don't get into that, everything else is a loss. And so be prepared. Be prepared for the Lord. Now, this has been said in all sorts of different ways. Our Lord elsewhere says it's like the kingdom of God is like a thief coming in the night. You know, he's not going to announce, you know, the day or the hour. You know, wouldn't it be something if we did know the day or the hour when the Lord returns, or our own death? You know, we could live a wild and raucous life, and then just a day or two before we're due to return, or we're due to die, we'd go to confession and we don't have to worry about anything. We could have our cake and eat it too. Well, it doesn't work out that way, and probably quite deliberately so, because the Lord would know that we would do it that way. You know, us poor fallen human beings would try to work the system. We don't know. And so we have to live each day and every hour of each day as if we would die in the next moment, so that we're always ready to receive the Lord. Now, how do we live in that way? By remaining in a state of grace, by remaining in friendship with God. That way we always have oil, and we're always ready for the Lord when he comes for us. And sometimes he'll come quite quickly. I've known people, in fact, once I was talking to a woman. They call me killer for a reason. I was talking to a woman who had lived kind of a raucous life, and through the prayers of her mother, I'm convinced, she turned her life around. She was back on track, and she and I were in the basement of the church. We were talking, and just all of a sudden she went thump and died. Massive cerebral hemorrhage. But she was ready. Sometimes people know that death is approaching. You know, terminal illness is never fun, but it at least has that benefit, that you know that you're going to die, and and the Lord gives you that opportunity to set your house in order. But whether you get warning or you don't get warning, assume you're not going to get warning. Live each day in friendship with God. And it's not as if that's a lousy way to live. It's the best way to live. You know, think about how wonderful your life would be if you're always in a state of grace, because you're always doing the right thing. You're always walking in the path of God. That's how God made you to live. And it may not be happy all the time, but it will be deeply satisfying. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.